Tumble Words Project presents inspirational voices. Rita Dove, Audre Lorde, Langston Hughes, and Juno Diaz. A series of workshops presented by Nancy Lorenza Green every Saturday in February at the Memorial Park Library at 12:45 p.m. Here to tell us about it is our own inspirational voice, Miss Nancy Lorenza Green. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Thank you for inviting me.
So my guess, and I'm just drawing conclusions, is that you decided upon these four particular poets because it is Black History Month and because we should know about them.
Yes. They're amazing writers. Very inspirational. Rita Dove, for example, wrote a poetry collection called On the Bus with Rosa Parks. And that's how I was personally introduced to her.
To Rita.
Yes, although she's been writing for many, many years.
And she was a poet laureate, no?
Yes, for the United States as well as for the state of Virginia. Now, she has written novels, plays, you know, poetry collections, has 25 honorary doctorates.
Oh, my goodness. that's incredible.
That alone is like, wow. So her reach has been incredible from the very beginning. Uh-huh. And on the bus with Rosa Parks, she tells a story in an interview, mm-hmm. that there was an event happening in D.C. and she and her husband and her little girl were on the bus, you know, attending the conference, the event. And on the same bus, there was Rosa Parks herself.
Oh, my goodness.
Before she passed. And her little girl already knew about Rosa Parks. And her little girl is the one who said, Mom, you know, we're on the bus with Rosa Parks. And that's how the title came about. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. You know, not to digress too much, but we were in Detroit last year. And the Henry Ford Museum refurbished the Rosa Parks bus. And you can get on there and feel it. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Some powerful, powerful works. I'm reading this anthology that she edited, the Penguin Anthology of 20th Century American Poetry. I brought it to the workshop, and one of the participants immediately, just in reading the introduction, started to read some of Rita Dove's writing, and we were all just floored. She's an amazing, amazing writer, and very humble. Yeah. When President Barack Obama introduced her at a poetry reading at the White House, and there's a video of this, Rita Dove chose to read the first poem about the public library, mm-hmm. which, you know, is the place where she began to read, and she honored that public space that we all have in one way or another.
Oh, heck yeah.
¿Verdad?
Yes, I remember the programs. You know, you go to the library every week and you read and you get a little star and, you know, you do the whole thing. And yes, your first sense of community in relation to literature and books and poetry, it happens there.
Yes.
Without you even knowing it. I was going for the star and the balloon and the movies and who knew, you know, along mm-hmm. the way.
So many parents, ¿verdad?, who mm-hmm. bring their children into the library are able to access so many resources, you know, that ordinarily we wouldn't have access to. And now with the internet, being able to, on YouTube, watch all kinds of readings, poetry readings, presentations, it's an amazing resource. And they're great in terms of public relations.
Yeah, and the resources and everything. Today you're going to be talking about Audre Lorde, because people still have time to make your workshop. You'll be doing it at 12:45.
Yes.
So today's featured poet will be Audre Lorde. Will you tell us about her?
Well, you know, Audre Lorde was a Black writer, feminist, womanist, lesbian, and civil rights activist. There's a quote here in her bio about how she defines herself and also her stance mm-hmm. on difference, ¿verdad? She says, those of us who stand outside the circle of this society's definition of acceptable women, those of us who have been forged in the crucibles of difference, those of us who are poor, who are lesbian, who are Black, who are older, know that survival is not an academic skill. It is learning how to take our differences and make them strengths. Now, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and battled cancer for 14 years. She also was diagnosed and died from liver cancer.
Really?
one of her most powerful works, The Cancer Journals. That's the one that won the American Library Association Gay Caucus Book of the Year Award in 1981. And, you know, that journaling experience, which so many of us are able to,
of course,
to practice, gave her a lot of strength. I was also fortunate to attend the I Am Your Sister conference that was dedicated to Audre Lorde back in 1990. Now, Audre Lorde passed in 1992. And as a living poet, it was such a blessing to actually hear her, to be sitting next to her, to be able to pass some religious music onto her. And I remember her saying, "This is going to help me."
That's the.
And even after she passed, I was still living in Boston. And one afternoon I was walking home from work, and I swear to God, I saw a woman who looked just like Audre Lorde about a block away crossing the street, and she just turned and looked at me and smiled and kept walking. And I want to believe that was Audre Lorde.
Well, you see the signs, right? You got to acknowledge them when they come to you.
Yeah. She's an amazing writer. She was only 58 when she passed, and she was a librarian.
Ah.
¿Verdad? So that connection also to Rita Dove and the public resources, the public library is there with her, because for a long time, Audre Lorde struggled with not being recognized.
Of course.
And basically, you know, she was referred to as, "Oh, that's the librarian," as if that was supposed to diminish her, but it didn't.
Of course not. There's power in there.
Yes.
And there's power in being, you know, for a woman of her age and her time, it's not easy being a woman, black and gay.
Mm-hmm.
And to be out there like that, that's something else.
Yes. And even within the black community, because some of her partners were white women.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to struggle even within the black community. And always being out as a lesbian, one of the stances that she took was against the murder of black women in Boston, again, in the 90s, or late 80s and 90s. And she was there, you know, front and center, speaking out. And she was one of the few black women leaders who was doing so.
Yeah. It seems like she might have been at home in the differences, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Now, the next guy, Langston.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just tell you, I met Langston Hughes when I was little, not in person.
Qué linda.
But I just had a crush on him. I thought he was the handsomest man I had ever seen.
Oh.
And this was just on a book of poetry. And that then led me to read the book. But what are you going to tell us about Langston?
His very famous poem, The Negro, speaks of rivers.
Mm-hmm.
That references the Euphrates, the Nile, verdad?
Sí.
Was written when he was traveling to see his father in Mexico City.
Yeah.
¿Verdad?
Sí.
And so the fact that, and he had to cross the Rio Grande, so los ríos, the rivers, ¿verdad? And I was introduced to him at the public library back in the 60s. And I loved to read his Tales of Simple, who was really a very down-to-earth character. And maybe he was just sitting at a bar, looking out the window or out the door at a riot that was happening somewhere in Harlem. And
right.
Then, you know, the social commentary that he and his friends made. It was just amazing to walk from Oregon Street, like from around Sacred Heart Church, up to the main library and go looking for Langston Hughes's books and find the Tales of Simple and really enjoy, you know, his work.
It also reminds me of Dr. Daly, Dr. Maceo Daly. He passed a year or two ago now.
Yes.
And he found, I guess, a book that he wrote here on the border or about the border, Langston. And I love talking to him about that too. But then you have this event tonight that honors Dr. Maceo Daly, and we're talking about Langston. So maybe we should let people know what else you'll be doing tonight.
I'll be reading a couple of poems. One of them is Freedom Song, and I'll be playing flute, a song called Freedom, as well as another poem called Rage, which, you know, describes rage wearing a mask, rage being very strategic in her actions.
Ah, rage is a woman in this one.
Yes, and also bringing about unity controlling the anger to the point where we actually come together. And that's one of the poems. And then the third one, Metamorphosis, I'll be performing with fellow artist Pamela Johnson. She's a choreographer. She and I wrote the poem together, and she'll be dancing while I perform the
poem. Beautiful. And that's going to be tonight at the Fox Fine Arts as part of the Gospel Explosion to honor Dr. Daly, which I think is going to be so gorgeous.
I think so. It's a free event. Starts at 5:30 p.m.
All right. Don't forget, we're down to a little bit of time, but we have one more writer to talk about, and that is Junot Diaz.
Junot Diaz, Dominican Republic. He was born in the Dominican Republic and writes about the immigrant experience. He's a very powerful young man. And at the same time, he's able to break down a lot of barriers. He's a graduate of Rutgers College, and he's the fiction editor of Boston Review and is currently a creative writing professor at MIT.
And has really broken these boundaries in such a phenomenal way. I mean, I think a lot of people out of everybody, I mean, he's our contemporary guy that's out and doing it right now.
Yes. And he writes about love unashamedly. Mm-hmm. He reminds us that passion always triumphs over experience and that the half-life of love is forever.
There it is. So we have every Saturday, including today, you can hang out with Nancy and talk about all these wonderful writers that we've reviewed, Rita Dove, Audre Lorde, Langston Hughes, and Junot Diaz. It happens every Saturday at the Memorial Park Library at 12:45 p.m. Today, my guest has been Nancy Lorenza Green. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.